Land disputes threaten to form a political bump in the rocky road towards peace in Colombia. James Blears has the details.
One of the principal reasons for the origins of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, known as the FARC, is the historical and ongoing struggle for land distribution. Traditionally, a lot has been concentrated in the hands of a few. Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos has now initialed a law which returns land seized by guerrilla groups back to peasant farmers who are its rightful owners. The FARC has substantially funded itself with drug crop cultivation and production, particularly cocaine. The process of land restitution is much easier on paper than in reality because the 48-year-old conflict has displaced millions of people, many permanently. Chief FARC negotiator Ivan Marquez calls all of this a trap and says desperate peasants will sell away their land to the highest bidder, placing it back in the hands of the rich. Land is one major issue which will be discussed in Havana during round two of the peace talks, which start on November the 15th. Another is how FARC's members will lay down their arms and fend for themselves in a civilian life, and if the FARC can or will evolve into a political party. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.